The God we serve is absolutely amazing. He doesn't tell no lies. He do what he says. He keeps every one of his promises. The reason I pray is because I know he promised in his word that his ears are open unto the cry of the righteous. Are you righteous? Well, guess what? He said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Now go ahead and call whoever you need to call. Come on, get them on this. Because I believe that this week is going to be a week of miracles. Something different, something supernatural, something powerful, something unexpected is going to happen in your life. Not tomorrow. I'm talking about this week. And of course, it's according to your faith, be it unto you. But I want to challenge you right now to go ahead and reach out to whoever you need to reach out to and tell them whatever they do, they don't need to miss this prayer call. Because something is about to happen that's getting ready to change the course of their life. So go ahead, call your mama, call your daddy, call your sister, call your brother, call your friends. Amen. Call your neighbors. Get them on. Send them this number. Send them this number and tell them they probably have about one more minute to get on because we're already at the 900 threshold. Then we're almost at 900. We're already at the 900 threshold, which means I can only take about 100 more of you. So you need to come on and get on this. Let's get in prayer, and let's pray some things. Now, listen, the prayer points that I'm giving you, you do not just pray them when I'm on the phone. You should be praying them all day. All day you should have commanded prosperity now. All day. I command prosperity now. That should have been something that you was praying all day. Because you wanna stay in the habit of praying it. Remember, pray without ceasing. You don't get a break. Pray without ceasing. Men ought always, not sometimes, but they ought always to pray. Glory to God. Ought always to pray and to faint not. And if you know the power of prayer, you're going to bury yourself in prayer. I mean, I got a testimony just came in today from one of the members, a part of the Houston church, who prayed that prayer, sold that 118.25, and actually made the phone call about a circumstance. They made the call at 118, and God worked it out, something that was taken from them wrong, illegally. But God placed that property right back in their hands. Why? Because that's what the prayers of the righteous do. It availeth much. He came to me last week a little concerned about it, and he said something about the land. I said, it's your land. He said, I hear what you're saying, Pastor. I hear what you're saying. I said, it's your land. I said, now, if you want it, beat it down in prayer. And he did it. Stayed up all night and prayed that prayer point and had a testimony today of the power of God, because that's what prayer does. It is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. Our first prayer point is going to come from Exodus, the 12th chapter. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 12, hallelujah, I'm sorry, I don't know why I told you Exodus, Numbers chapter 12, that's where our first prayer point is coming from. And Miriam spake against Moses. Remember the story about Moses. And remember, God made a statement and said in verse 4, hallelujah, I'm sorry, verse 6, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision. Speak to him in a dream. My servant, not so. Faithful in all my house. Now, this is what I want you to see. God dealt with Aaron. God dealt with prophets a certain way. But Moses was the exception. And I always try to make people understand that there are certain individuals in God whom God has made an exception. And it really speaks to his love and his character for you. You know, David, God made an exception. He did wrong and was supposed to suffer a certain consequence. But God had made a covenant with David and made him an exception. Moses was an exception. You know, it's appointed unto man once to die. But Enoch was an exception. He didn't have to die. His testimony was that he pleased God, walked in such a realm, hallelujah, that God didn't even let him see death. God just took him. That's what the Bible says about Enoch. Same thing happened with Elijah. He didn't die. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, we're going to pray the prayer today that God would make you an exception. Wherever you are, that you are the exception in your family, that you are the exception in your community, that you are the exception in business, you're the exception at your church, that you are not like everybody else, but that God would cause you to be the exception. Raise your right hand. Hey, halabashatolama. I don't care where you at. I don't care who hears you. I don't care what you're doing. You are decreeing that heaven would make you the exception. You are declaring that heaven would make you the exception. Raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I declare, I decree by divine authority that I am the exception in every area of my life. Holy Ghost, make me the exception in every area in the name of Jesus. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you today. Hey, balabashata, lemandelebe ekolalabasia. Lendandala bandala badibi endelebe Christibia Munfanini Miki Salamoya. Father, I thank you that wherever the sole of my feet shall tread, you have granted it unto me. And I thank you that I am the exception. I thank you that I am the exception in every area of my life. Father, I thank you that I excel and that I always do well in whatever I put my hands to do. I thank you that you call me to be exclusive and you call me to stick out like a sore thumb because I am the exception. I thank you that I am an exceptional prophet, that I am an exceptional pastor, that I am an exceptional leader, that I am an exceptional man of God, that I will be an exceptional husband, that I will be an exceptional son, that I will be an exceptional uncle, that I will be an exceptional brother. I thank you by divine authority that you're causing me to be made an exception, that I excel and I am an exception in business, that there is uncommon favor that rests upon my life because of the exception of grace. I thank you that there's a grace that rests upon my life called exception. I call on that grace. I demand that grace. I command that grace. I release that grace to call exception. I am the exception. I am different from everybody else. I thank you that KCC Houston, KCC the ministry, CCIF is an exception. Hey, halabasha tololo mokuya. Lift your voice, open your mouth. Hey, ya ba 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 kashana. No, Mosia. Hele mandala bokoko talabakisa. Remandele be eredi alabahasha. I thank you, Lord, that I am the exception. I thank you that KCC is the exception, that we grow exceptionally, that we have favor exceptionally, that you grant unto us favor in government because we are an exception. I think that we do exceptional things. We are exceptional in media. We are exceptional, hallelujah, in prayer. We are exceptional in the teaching and the understanding of the word. I thank you for divine exception. Hey, halabashata. Robo sakune, lemende lelebe, lebanda labohotaya, ya kalamanda. I thank you that I am the exception. And I decree that my son, that my daughter, that my wife, that my husband, that my children, that my niece, that my nephew, that we are the exception. Father, as you made Moses an exception by your sovereign hand and by your sovereign will, I thank you that I am the exception, that I am the not so. Oh, ba 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 shata. For you said, Moses, not so. Hey, halabandebe ekolabasita. I thank you that I am the not so, that I walk in the not so, I live in the not so, I move in the not so, I flow in the not so, that not so is my portion, that I am the exception. Hey, bashakalama, remendelele balabahasia, lift your voice. Open your mouth and begin to decree that over your son. Decree that over your business, that your business is the exception, that your cooking company is the exception, that your t-shirt business, your fashion business, your internet business, your your salon, your teaching. You are an exception. You do well. You excel far above others. It does not make sense. Lift your voice, hey, and begin to pray. Command the exception. Ilalaba shakalama robosukuna lememememe shete yay halabaza hey makandelebe libandelebe robosukunelele mandelebibiaza hey hashatalamandala koba. Lift your voice, open your mouth and pray. Misana mishkeleme lemendelebe lemandelebe kota hey yaki salu lukosununa remendelebe ala lamandelebe eshelema luba akashuna hey halabasha yandelele balabandelebe bakulema handololoboho mukuminimi livanze mbababibianza zukulema hey halabasha yengele mandolotoda labahaya yangere bianza tuna mikele lekele banda. I thank you that I am an exception. I decree exception. Exception. I am exceptional. My finances are exceptional. My promotion is exceptional. My growth is exceptional. I thank you that what took others 20 years will take me 5 years, and what took others 50 years will take me 2 years. Why? Because I am the exception. I declare it. I decree it over my son, over my daughter, over my niece. Come on, call their name. You know their name. I thank you today that Chloe Melon Cephas is the exception. I thank you that Anthony Norman is the exception. I thank you that Bailey Rose is the exception. I thank you that her father is an exceptional father. I thank you that her mother is an exceptional mother. I thank you that their grandparents are exceptional grandparents. Father, your favor rests upon them all the days of their life. I thank you for divine exception, supernatural exception. Hey, Shama, Ho, Mike, Likalama, Robosotuna, Lemendele Balabada di Alabahasa, in the name of Jesus. Hey, I felt that prayer. Ilebashakala, Lemendele Beekola Mandala Labasa. Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. Yeba soko lokomandele mekitala landele ma yera rababasha shandere o solomokuta leme mandele me. Verse 10. For as the rain cometh down, as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Father, we are decreeing that God is going to place in your hand seed, because I am a sower. Some of you in here are wondering what's going on with your finances, wondering what's going on with your increase, wondering why things are held up for you. And I came to tell you that the Spirit of God let me know that you got to pray this prayer. Father, grant unto me seed. Don't just call in money. Don't just call in harvest, but you got to call in seed, because he only gives seed to the sower. God operates in seed. God planted Jesus. Everything is here because of a seed. Jesus was a seed. He was planted in the womb of Mary. Everything began as a seed. Adam was planted in the earth. How do you figure? God was the man. The earth was the mother. God is a word. He spoke into the dust, and out of the dust came a man, because everything in the kingdom is generated by a seed. Oh, by Shakalamaya. Everything is a seed. Everything is a seed. You were born, the Bible declares, not of corruptible, but of incorruptible seed. Everything that's going to happen in your life is going to change by a seed. That's why when we're praying, we sow. I'm not trying to get no money from you. It's not a gimmick. It's not a game. We are praying and interceding, because I know the power of a seed. I know that when you sow, hey, things shift and things turn. We are declaring that God is giving unto you seed. This is for a woman. hallelujah, who can't have a baby, seed is coming to you. This is for a man whose sperm is not potent. Seed is coming to you, and seed is coming in your finances because you are a sower. Raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that according to your word, you give seed to the sower. Holy Ghost, I promise that if you grant unto me seed, I will sow. I promise that when you grant unto me seed, I will sow. I am a sower. I decree I am a sower. I live in the flow, and I live in the sow. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, your word declares in Isaiah chapter 55 that you give seed to the sower. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call in seed. I call in seed from every direction. Father, I call in seed from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, you are sending individuals into my life who will sow into my life because I am a sower. And according to your word, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Father, I thank you that the seed that I've sown shall receive a harvest. But I call in seed. I command seed. I thank you that seed is coming to me in every shape, in every form, in every way. Father, I thank you that people will sow and bring seeds of time, seeds of influence, seeds of revelation, seeds of words, seeds of money. I call in seed. You give seed to the sower. Thank you for seed. I praise you for seed. I give you the glory for seed. I command seed. I decree seed is coming to me. Seed is coming to KCC. Seed is coming to Brian Carr. Seed is coming to Andrea Carr. Seed is coming. I call it in. I decree it. I declare it. Hey, 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 hey. Come on, lift your voice. Open your mouth. And I thank you that seed is coming into my hands. Seed is coming into my account. Seed is coming. Thank God for the seed. As long as you got seed, you can have a harvest. As long as you have seed, you can have a harvest. Call in seed. Call in seed in euros. Call in seed in pounds. Call in seed in dollars. Call in seeds of the earth. Father, I call it in. I declare it. I decree it. I thank you that seed is coming to me from every direction. I call it in. I call it in. Hey, Basha, Le, Makani, Likalobo, Robo Satuna, Lemende Lebe, La Baba, Shatalamaya, La Kalamanda, Lokolodoloboza, Hey, Makina, Menkelema, Robo Satunimi, Mikendelebe, Makasha, 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 Yeko, Makashuna, Mikafini mi ekalo, Robo Sonu, Mikandelebe, Labadaha, Hey, Malamania, Miantanamo, Mukunini Mikikasia, Handalalama, Hey, Halaba, lift your voice, pray, Hey, Mikelele Baja, Lilandololobo Suya, Yay, 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 Balabasha, Yandelele Malabasia, Ilelele bandele de ekondolo lobo suta, robo sakune lele me, mia dele masali, vile de eshalaba, handalama, likandolo bosha. I call it in. I call it in. I call it in. I call it in. Yenemasa, Solomonde, ye balabasha, hey, makalama, hey, mandolo lobosa, mendele balahata, in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's pray another prayer. We are praying. Handele Basha. We are decreeing today that wherever your enemies are meeting, wherever they are planning things against you, whatever, I'm talking about, I don't care if it's your boss. I don't care if it's somebody having a meeting, just having a regular meeting, but they're planning against you, where they think they can take counsel and they think they can meet against you. We are decreeing in the name of Jesus that the tables of the wicked are being overthrown. We overthrow the tables of the wicked. Hey, when Jesus went to the temple, what did he do? He overthrew the table. He overthrew it wherever they were planning, wherever they were meeting. There are people who are meeting against you right now as we speak. There are people whose names you have come up at the table, and they are meeting for your demise. They are meeting to destroy you. And I know some of you are saying, who, me? Nobody knows me. Nobody's concerned about me. This is not a prayer that I should pray. But I'm telling you right now, there is a meeting going on in the spirit realm. Demons are meeting, having conversations about you. Yes, there are demons. There are meetings that are having conversations. How do you know? Remember in Job chapter 1, there was a whole conversation about Job. There is a conversation going on right now, or a conversation that is going on in the realm of the spirit concerning you right now. Hey, 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 Shata, ho, Makasia. And they're planning. They're coming up with a plan. They got a plan to destroy you. They're setting traps. They're setting schemes. But today, we overthrow the tables of the wicked. We overthrow. Raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, as I pray, I overthrow. I overthrow. I overthrow the tables of the wicked. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I overthrow the tables of the wicked. I scatter them. I scatter them wherever they're meeting, whenever they're meeting. I declare that the tables of the wicked are being overthrown. Every meeting place against my life, every table against the life of KCC, against the ministry of KCC, every plan, every agenda, every lawsuit, every accusation, Shanama Oshane, Oshanama, Oshanama, Ushanama, Ushanamandeleme, every legality, every technicality, Indelebe Asalumandelebe Christibi Undololo Osha, Shakananama, Yankelelemanda, in the name of Jesus, I overthrow the tables of the wicked. I scatter them wherever they are, whenever they meet. I command them to be scattered. I release a ballistic missile. I release weapons of mass destruction upon their headquarters. Wherever they are meeting, I release a missile. I send a missile. I send a super intercontinental ballistic missile. I send Haya Ua Uzi at their headquarters. Hey, Shaba, I release weapons of mass destruction. I destroy all of their weapons. Every means of retaliation, even if they try to come back. If they gather their loins, they'll be scattered to pieces. I advance. I rule. I take rule and of their territory by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever they're meeting, I send confusions. I send ambushments. Yinarabasha. Indelebe ekondolo bokudala basha. Andelele bahashata. Yan shekeme mikanolo bohosa. I send confusion to the camp of the enemy. I send confusion to their headquarters. I declare in the name of Jesus that an atomic bomb is falling wherever they are meeting, whatever they are planning. I command a virus. I command a bug to come to the headquarters, to all means of communication. I release a bug. I release a virus. I hinder it. I cancel it. I destroy it. I dismantle it. Roko, I command your headquarters to receive fire wherever you are meeting, whatever you are planning. In the name of Jesus, I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. Every lawyer, every individual, every person who is meeting against me, I command your meeting to be scattered into pieces. I declare that every evil meeting place, Akedele, Labashuna, Musha Nene Me, Lelebe Esha, Lakusalaya, Robosano, Undelemele Ataya. I wish y'all would pray, because I feel this in the spirit. Yeba Shakalamaya. Yendele Belebiosa. Hey, Harabasa. Yay, Mandelebe Ekobasha. Yandelebele Ankalamandidi Osha. Wherever you are meeting, whatever you are planning, every meeting of scandal, every rumor, every meeting of gossip. Come on, get out that bed and pray. Walk around and pray. Move and pray. Move, rock back and forth. And shoot it about shot. Shoot it in the shoot it in a manza. I send an arrow. Yet it about shot. An arrow of deliverance. He come to Lobohobi Asha. Yandelebe Kataya. Yakobohosha. I cancel it. 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 Wherever you are meeting, I scatter. I scatter. 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 Scatter, scatter, wherever you are meeting, wherever that lawyer, wherever that attorney, wherever that prosecutor is meeting, while he is meeting, I cancel his plan. I command his headquarters to be scattered. I condolo boshanina, ribi sindelebe kotala, landelebe otaya, brankalava asia. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus. Woo! Shandala la baba, yanderebi alabanda la bokusa, yanderebi eko da la basa, yandala baha sotolo bokusha, mendele bakita. Come on, lift your voice and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Yendebe, mande de diosa, mandolo bokutala mande, yande, yirabasha, yandebe, mandala bakita, yetanana mansa, lila la 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 bashanda, yande, ye mandale bekutala bakista, mikandolo bohota, yambie, yambala diala, lemendele le balabahasia. Hey, Harabahasha. Yandele Bahasi Seke, Le Kola Mandele Kidala Banda, Mundele Ribidi Asha, Yandele Behasi, Sinoleme, 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 Sinolemeleme Ankalama, Lita Nala Mandala Kodala Bahasi, Sikadush, Mekadele Andala Asia, Savondolo Ukutule Manda. We are praying one last prayer. We are praying for the restoration of every relationship that the enemy tore apart. Are you ready for these prayers? Because there's going to be restoration of some marriages. There's going to be restoration of friendships. We are praying that every relationship that the enemy tore apart. Now, some of y'all, that y'all relationships didn't come back together because it wasn't ever God in the first place. But we are decreeing that every relationship that God assigned to your life, that it be restored. Mande edolo odule mendili bikikasa. We are praying for the restoration of those relationships. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, every relationship assigned to my life, destroyed by the enemy. In the name of Jesus, as I pray, I thank you that that relationship is restored. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word again that two are better than one. And Father, there are relationships that have been destroyed. Destroyed through ignorance. Destroyed through arrogance. Destroyed through pride. Destroyed through misunderstanding. But Father, in the name of Jesus, every relationship that you have joined together, you said that what you have joined together, let not man put asunder. I decree, I declare that every relationship, every ministry relationship, every business relationship, every friendship, makusha, that you put together, that the enemy destroyed. I decree in the name of Jesus that by the end of this 30 days, that there will be a restoration of friendship, a restoration of relationship. Father, that mother and daughter that is not talking, that father and son that is not communicating, that a strange husband, that a strange wife, in the name of Jesus, I command a restoration of every relationship that you have put together. I cancel the spirit of division, the spirit of division, the spirit of confusion. You said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 33, that you are not the author of confusion, but of peace. So in the name of Jesus, Beshe, Basha, Bushama, Mankalabasa, I thank you that in the name of Jesus, you are restoring divine relationships. I command it. I decree it. I declare it. Relationship, be restored. Friendship, be restored. I thank you that every ministry relationship, every individual who was assigned to KCC, that the enemy caused them to leave, that left through ignorance, that left by gossip, that left by rumor, Jacksonville, Charlotte,
Houston, I command a restoration. I command restoration. I command restoration. I command restoration. I command restoration. I call him in now. I release a clarion call in the spirit, and I call him in. I call him in. I call in sons. I call in daughters. I call in every son, every daughter. Father, any individual to whom I may have offended, any individual to whom I may have hurt, any relationship that was destroyed through my ignorance, through my foolishness, Lord, I thank you today that there will be a restoration. Every ile baladonda robosa likande ele alalebasha ele alalebasha ele alabansha toto oba hakanaboho ho biosa hey yerebian kalamandi diosha. I command it. I decree it. I declare it. Hey halabasa hey halaboshate hey ikalamando robosa. Lift your voice. Pray. Lift your voice. Intercede. Lift your voice. Command restoration. Restoration of every relationship that the enemy tore apart. Every relationship that the enemy destroyed. Command. Hey, restoration. Mandele me. Menonomosita. Hey, hakalamande. Oh, I hear somebody scared to pray. But pray. Pray. Declare it. Father, I only want in my life who's supposed to be in my life. I only want in my life who's supposed to be in my life. So in the name of Jesus, hey, shandaleleba, mandalobokudobasita, hey, mandele, yalila, lio, lobo, sunele, manya, yani, osa, nuni, misiampala, di, ribi, sikundelebe, latile, meklestalo, makadushta, makadushna, menka, dandelebe, kisalamoya, fanni, mi, e, solomo, kutala, mande, yebie, kanuni, mikrisibi, undolo, ushna, yankina, makasaya. Hey, halabasha, I decree it. I declare. Hey, that it is so. Mina loloboho, it is so. Mankele me, irion shakina. I said, it is so. Yandaleme ekabohosha. Ye, mandele baha. In the name of Jesus. There will be a restoration of so many relationships. If I be a man of God, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. The Holy Ghost spoke to me. Again, if you ever think this is a gimmick, don't do it. If you don't trust it, don't do it. But I'm challenged by the Holy Ghost to challenge 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, 400 people, 500 people. I'm challenging you right now to sow a seed of $20.20. $20.20. And 20 cents, wherever you are, dollar sign, PBCJR, wherever you are, dollar sign, PBCJR, wherever you are, sow that seed right now, halabasokolamanda, $20 and 20 cents. You are sowing for the restoration of relationship. You are sowing that wherever they are meeting is being scattered. You are sowing that seed in faith. There are relationships that the enemy has attempted to destroy, but you are sowing in faith a seed of $20 and 20 cents that every dagger, every blockage, every spirit that came to dismantle relationship be dismantled. Pray, Kalabasa. Pray, Mandele Kedola Mondolo Lobokusa. I'm challenging several of you right now to sow that seed. Now, Halabasha, you can give it at briancarn.com. You can give it at briancarn.org. You can sow it in the mail, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. You can give it on the app. You can give however you want to give it, but I want you to sow your seed in faith. I'm also challenging Kalabashande Enananamasi. There are two people that the Lord has been speaking to me about that I've been writing a prophetic word for who sowed that $1,000 seed that the Lord said the other day. I'm challenging 10 of you right now to sow a seed of $200, $200 and 20 cents, $200 and 20 cents. Make sure you send your email, send it by email. Let me know by email that you sowed that seed of $200 and 20 cents. I'll be releasing to you something that the Lord would have me to release. There are 20 of you. Yes, Lord, I heard that. You told me that. Thank you, Lord. I just heard it clearly. Thank you, Lord. There are 20 of you that's going to sow $200 and 20 cents. And in the next 7 days, I'll be releasing something to you
that's going to shift and change the trajectory of your life and give you insight for the next place and the next space of your life. Now you ask God to give you seed, and he gives seed to the sower. You ask God to give you seed, and he gives seed to the sower. Let's stop patty caking God. Let's stop tipping God, and let's sow. And watch the things that God begin to do in your life. I'm headed to go preach the gospel in Shelby, North Carolina tonight. That's right. I'm preaching in Shelby, North Carolina tonight. That's why I'll be casting out devils, laying hands on the sick in Shelby tonight. You that are anywhere near Shelby, North Carolina, meet me there tonight. And guess where I'll be? Hallelujah. But we'll be back on here in the morning at 6 a.m. I say we'll be here in the morning at 6 a.m. in prayer, calling on God, believing God for miracles, breakthrough, and change. Hala ba shande ilele mandala kiala makasa ikorobo shata hambiri osundele me ilala bobo kotala mandiri asa. You're sowing that seed in faith. Again, as I said, I will see you and pray in the morning at 6 a.m. Bible said it's tomorrow night in Charlotte, but I'm challenging everybody to meet me who's in, can come near Shelby. Meet me there tonight. There's an hour where you need to be in church as much as you can because something is coming. So this is that time. This is that hour that nothing else matters. Friends, family, dogs, cats. Don't let nothing cause you to miss God in this hour because something is getting ready to happen in our country that you're going to wish you had God. I told y'all famine was coming. Check your stores. Famine is coming. I told you death is coming. Check the obituaries. Check it. Death is at an all-time high, and it's just begun. We're going to have a sad Christmas, but you're going to have a glad Christmas because you've been in prayer. I'm challenging every one of you now. So you'll see $20.20. So let's see, $200, hallelujah, and 20 cents. And send me an email at Prophet Brian Karn to let me know that you sold that seed. Sister Joy will indeed verify it. And then we're ready to show you exactly what God told me to say. There are 20 of you that's going to obey God and honor him in faith. You are blessed. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Whatever you put your hands to do, you'll always do well and you'll excel because God is on your side. More grace. I'll see you in the morning at 6 a.m. We're going to beat the devil down. More grace. Go to the website. Put your testimonies. Go to the website. Get your prayer points. Stay in prayer. More grace.